You're listening to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with a roundup of this week's headlines. We're just over a week out from the November 8th general election, and there's a lot riding on the Teton County ballot. Voters will find 15 ballot measures that could be funded through the Specific Purpose Excise Tax, or SPET. This is a penny of sales tax that goes towards projects like housing or transportation. Teton County has levied SPET measures since the 80s, but at over $160 million, this is the biggest ask so far.
I think that can be looked at from really the point of just a widening economic gap in the county, especially since remote workers have really flocked here since the pandemic.
That's Sophie Boyd-Flegel, the county reporter at the Jackson Hole News and Guide, who's been covering SPET initiatives. She says SPET is a relatively popular tax, since tourists pay over half of it. And voting for these measures doesn't actually increase taxes. One third of the measures are for workforce housing. One measure would hire a consultant to look into senior housing in the county. Other projects include improving bike paths to schools and making Jackson more walkable.
Those are kind of like the less sexy SPET measures that do have a real impact on infrastructure that a lot of people use.
If all 15 measures pass, conservative estimates show it could take up to 8 years to fund all the projects. But if sales tax revenue continues to increase, it could be a lot sooner. The city of Driggs, Idaho, is being sued by the federal government for dumping toxic wastewater into a nearby stream. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan has more.
According to the Associated Press, the U.S. Department of Justice filed the lawsuit Monday, claiming that the city of Driggs violated the Clean Water Act by dumping sewage water into Woods Creek, which is a tributary of the Snake and Columbia Rivers, Teton River, and Henry's Fork. The dumped water had high levels of E. coli and ammonia, which are linked to killing aquatic life and causing intestinal and brain damage in humans. The suit claims that since 2015, the illegal dumping happened more than 2,600 times. If the lawsuit is successful, Driggs will be on the hook for more than $160 million in fines. 4 years ago, the Environmental Protection Agency mandated that Driggs update its wastewater treatment facility. That facility has been out of compliance for years, causing the contaminated water dumping. But Driggs never followed through with updating it. The city says the current lawsuit is a procedural step for reaching a settlement with the federal government. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan.
Conservationists and private landowners are teaming up to protect Wyoming's iconic big game species. Eric Gladys from the Public News Service has more.
Governor Mark Gordon has signed on to a new pilot program in partnership with the USDA that aims to support Wyoming farmers and ranchers whose operations provide wildlife habitat as elk, mule deer, pronghorn, and other big game travel between winter and summer ranges. Leslie Allison with the Western Landowners Alliance says the program can help ease pressures facing some producers to sell off lands for development and keep large tracts of Wyoming's working lands intact.
This partnership understands that we need to support what's working. We need to support keeping the lands open that are already allowing wildlife to use them for these migration corridors.
The program provides an increased commitment of $16 million starting next year for restoration and preservation of agricultural lands. Private landowners can voluntarily opt to tap federal dollars for a wide range of conservation moves, including replacing 5-strand barbed wire with wildlife-friendly fencing. I'm Eric Gladys.
The Jackson Hole real estate market continues to break records despite uncertainties in the national economy. A report from realtors at the Jackson-based Veman Group says the average home sale price last quarter was over $4 million, and just 28 sales were below $1 million, which is a record low. The majority of Teton County residents make less than $60,000 a year, making buying a home here out of reach for many locals. Sales are down because there are so few properties available, and the number of listings is the second lowest in Jackson in 40 years. The Veman Group predicts inventory will continue to decline throughout the fall and winter seasons. Hannah Merzbach, KHOL News.